Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Mario Cristobal Show. Welcome aboard, everybody. This week, the Hurricanes take on the Pitt Panthers, the season finale at Hard Rock Stadium, 8 o'clock game in Miami and Pittsburgh. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Hurricanes and Clemson this past Saturday. Gave it a really good go in the second half once you got your feet on the ground and made a little bit of a ball game there in the third quarter. What were your overall thoughts of what transpired in Death Valley?
Slow start, and then showed some life and came out strong in the second half and gave ourselves a chance with the ball in their territory to make it potentially a one-score game, and we didn't convert. So the second half showed some fight. It showed some resiliency and showed some of the things that we're capable of doing, and that we need to do that for an entire 60 minutes to be the team that we can really be.
Ja'Cory Brown gets his second start, a little bit of a different level of competition from Georgia Tech to Clemson, a little different environment as well. How do you think he handled it overall, and what did he take out of it?
Well, he's a competitor. You know, that's a lot to put on the shoulders of a freshman. We really tried everything to complement him with ways to get the ball out and put in the hands of other people so he didn't have to carry the brunt of the game on him. But those guys, they're an excellent roster. It's an excellent football team. They move fast, they're big, they're explosive. And, you know, he had some tough moments, but he competed the entire time, never backed down. So some great days ahead for Ja'Cory.
Yeah, you mentioned they have a great roster. They have depth at every position. When one guy leaves the game, the next guy comes in is of equal value.
It's what your roster should look like when you're at a place for a couple of years. You know, they've done, again, a credit to them as a program for stacking the roster the way they have, and they play hard and they're very well coached. And again, that's what a roster should look like.
The Cam Kitchen show continues. It seems every single week you turn on the Miami Hurricanes and he's making something happen. Great progress from him from the beginning of the year and now to be peaking towards the end.
Yeah, he exceptional in every facet as a person, as a competitor, as a player. He's a guy that just keeps getting better and better. He's a difference maker. He's physical in the run game. He can cover so well in the pass game. He directs traffic, right? He can make a wrong right in a hurry because he understands everything conceptually. So just super valuable player to our organization.
Coach, there were a couple of plays in that game. One in the first half that would have gone for a touchdown. One in the second half that puts you in touchdown area. Those are types of plays, if you make them, not only do they change the scoreboard and the dynamics of the game, but they do a world of good for the mentality of your players, especially not only the entire team, but the guys that are specifically involved.
Sure, you know, we had a couple opportunities, you know, to create some big plays, and we didn't connect. You know, we spend a good amount of time on that. We got to coach it better and rep it better so that we do have success on that, because those plays are there to be had. And when you get them, especially against a team like that, you got to make it happen.
Coach Will Mallory, you know, had his four catches, but the last month he has really improved as a blocker at the end of line of scrimmage, turning into a complete tight end.
He really has, you know, on the ball, detached, in the backfield, stretching the field, the short game, the intermediate game, the screen game, a perimeter blocker as well as a core blocker. Will Mallory has certainly excelled at all those things.
Probably the one thing that did really tilt the game, right, in their favor, third downs. We struggled trying to convert third downs, and they did a really good job of converting their third downs.
Yep. They stayed in third and short, third and manageable, and we didn't. That certainly makes things a lot more manageable. We got to continue to do things as a coaching staff to help our players have more success, regardless of whether it's third and short or third and long, you know, both on the defense and offensive side of the ball.
Coach, your defense, they were on the field almost 40 minutes, 38 and change, and they just fought. I mean, they just fought and fought and fought. There was, you know, a period of almost three quarters where they held Clemson at bay for the most part, and just very impressive energy and effort.
Yeah, they were on the field for over 80 plays, you know, and that's a lot. You know, a lot of those guys played, almost all of them, and play on special teams as well. You know, we're a thin roster, you know, right now. That's what we're working to build, right, as we go on towards the future, is making sure we have enough depth at every position so that every layer of special teams and offense and defense have enough to rotate more effectively. But until then, it has to be things like this. Guys have to play a larger amount of plays, and guys, without any hesitation or reservation, did that.
Uwe Ungalale is a big guy. I mean, he's bigger than some of our players. He's a big guy to get on the ground. So that was the challenge number one. But you did get to him a couple of times. Mesidor had a couple of sacks. But when you're playing a team like that, and that's where you're going to see a quarterback of that size. That's a different element.
Can't hit him high, because if you do, you're going to go for a couple of yards with him, yeah. You know. And you got to make sure that you wrap him up and go hard and roll your hips through. You've got to use great tackling technique, and you got to get their numbers too, because he's guy's going to make contact plus 2 yards whenever he gets a chance.
Coach, I can't let a show go by without talking about Lou Headley. He's a semifinalist. It was announced, but the guy had a 60-yard kick and just an unbelievable day. But the intricacies of the way that he handles each kick is very, very special.
Yeah, he's a tremendous weapon and continues to get better and better and better. Really wins the hidden yardage battle for us week after week after week. Hard to pinpoint where he's going to put that ball, you know. And, you know, he really studies film hard. He comes up with ideas and he brings things to the table that help us. He understands the protection. He's a great leader. Lou and Andy have both been exceptional.
They have had a great defensive line. You were playing a lot of young guys on your offensive line. When you look back at your offensive line, not so much how they match up physically, but the will, the want to, the learning, the intangibles, what could you pull out of that game for your guys?
Played hard and didn't flinch, you know. They're going, you know, we have some young guys playing in there, and they're going against some more developed and seasoned bodies that have seen a lot of football. And credit to our guys for just staying in the fight, you know, and running right at it and not flinching, not hesitating. And then some of the older guys, the veterans, guys like John Campbell and DJ Scaife, they really competed hard.
Coach, when you talk to the players, and I hear you discuss it quite often, the price that you have to pay to be elite. Explain that in a sense of the things you have to do to be a great football player or a great college student and football player.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
It's not.
Know? It's no. It's a way of life. You know, the guys that are really, really good at this, they all do the same stuff. They invest an extraordinary amount of time in watching extra film and taking care of their bodies and making the right choices on and off the field and putting the right things in their bodies, you know, and doing the right things when they're away from the facility, you know, and impacting others, understanding that the way they impact others and having a positive impact on their teammates is going to help the team have success, you know. And I think those guys are, they're difference makers, you know, and that's what we try to build in our guys all the time, understanding that this is more than just the 20 hours that we have you for the week. That's the bare minimum, and the bare minimum can only get you bare minimum results. You've got to pour in time and effort and commit yourself to being an elite player.
You did take the ball away 3 times in the second half. And a couple of things about that. One, more you take the ball away, that becomes part of your DNA as a team, right? And then, of course, maybe my favorite play was Jordan Miller scooped it up. And I don't know, he looked like a fullback running down the sideline.
He's let me know that he looks like a fullback, too. great awareness by him. Jafari's kicking himself on the backside, you know, second-guessing. You know, he didn't realize it was really a fumble. But great awareness by Jordan. Take off and go. Great job by Caleb. You know, credit to their quarterback. That's the guy who made the tackle. Yeah. After getting flattened, he got up, went down the field, made the tackle. That's why you always want to have a guy blocking the quarterback on an interception or a fumble, because those guys are always, you know, the ones that end up showing up on those tackles.
DJ Ivy, nice day for him. Had a couple takeaways, and another player that has progressed every single week and had to overcome some things early in the season, but he stuck with it, and look what he looks like today.
Yeah, without a doubt, he's a guy that just continually has gotten better, has invested a ton of time, trusts his technique, is really sound in his technique, is very process oriented. The cycle of the snap and getting the signal, lining up, understanding leverage. He just keeps getting better and better, and again made a difference on Saturday.
You are in a bit of a predicament. I don't think people sometimes fully get their arms around, but you're trying to develop a strategy with backup quarterbacks and trying to find the right strategy with backup quarterbacks. One who was playing high school football a year ago, what kind of challenge was that on Saturday, and what kind of challenge has it been and will be going forward into this game?
Well, you know, when Tyler got hurt against Duke, and the two games prior to that, he had thrown for, I think, nearly, 800 yards. Things were really starting to click. They were going okay early in the Duke game, and we had a couple turnovers, and he got hurt. And ever since then, we've been really trying to find ways to move the ball and score points, and it's been tough sledding. That's obvious. So I think it's the same struggles that anybody has when their starting quarterback is down. You have to, if they're not completely at the level the starter was at, you have to find things and ways to move the ball while doing things that they are comfortable doing, and not put them in a position where they got to sit back there and think. Because if they're not playing freely, it's not going to work anyways, no matter how good it looks on paper. You got to give those guys the ability just to go out there and play football and just cut it loose, and to do that, that's the challenge.
The last week of the season is always a little bit of a different week. You've got seniors that are just finally hitting them. I mean, this may be the last Monday I ever play football, and Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you have senior day. But this group especially has come in and fought hard for the university and for this staff, and there's a lot to be proud of these guys.
Always. If you wear the U, yeah, and you go out there and you put in time, you sacrifice on a daily basis, everything that you do, you deserve to be praised. You deserve, the notoriety of being a Miami Hurricane. And when you're a Hurricane for life. And very grateful for those guys. And we like to express our gratitude to them by having a great senior day on Saturday.
The Pitt Panthers are the next opponent for the University of Miami. We'll talk about the Canes and Pitt right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Miami and Pittsburgh on Saturday, 8 o'clock. Hard Rock Stadium, 42nd meeting between Miami and Pittsburgh. The Hurricanes have won four in a row in the series, but Pittsburgh has won three straight games coming into this game, led by Abana Kanda in the backfield. Abana Kanda.
Last week we had
Uwe Ungalale. This week it's Abana Kanda, and a defense that likes to strangle the run game.
Well, they're a physical football team, and it starts up front for them. And if you go their offensive line, and I was going through them earlier, the amount of redshirt juniors and seniors that are in the 6'5 range and 325, 330 pound range, when you watch them on film, they look like it because they're dislodging people right out of their gaps and creating some huge running lanes for their running backs. And they have several. Their quarterback is exceptional. I knew him from playing against them out there in the Pac-12. He's one of the best players out there in the Pac-12, and he's complemented by great receivers and tight ends as well. And defensively, they're a top 10 defense, number three in the country in sacks. They are extremely disruptive up front. Their defensive line is complemented by linebackers that can run sideline to sideline and get downhill. Very aggressive safeties on both run and pass. They play the perimeter screens really well. They don't have many, they don't have many deficiencies. They're a complete football team.
To put it in perspective, they held Duke with their running quarterback and their run game to 63 total yards rushing just a week ago. And I mean, that tells you right there, is at least on paper, that those guys are very productive.
Without a doubt. And they play together. They have a lot of experience in that system, so they understand it inside and out, and they play like it.
Well, I was looking at the offensive line as well. This will be right in the wheelhouse for you guys. The left tackle, 19 starts. Left guard, 23 starts. The center, 31 starts. The right guard, 15 starts. the right tackle 30 starts. That's just starts. The games played is even more. So when you have that kind of experience with your five guys, you two can attest to how positive that is.
Well, you know each other's every move. You know, you understand that when you're running certain combination blocks, you've worked together. The footwork is more synchronized, right? You're shoulder to shoulder, you know, hip to hip, and you're able to sort things out better. You're able to communicate and be able to relay, whether it be bumping off a twist or a game or a blitz that's coming. Those guys, when you spend that much time together, you know, you're effective as much because of experience as because of the talent level.
But you want to go to their defensive front, the front seven especially. A couple of guys from South Florida on that front, but they're very active. I mean, they have been. Ever since their head coach has come there, he's made a living on that defensive front, and they're going to make sure that they create issues for everybody.
They do. They do. They're very physical. They play with great technique and pad level. You know, a testament to the way that they coach. You know, obviously, you know, Coach Narduzzi, Coach Partridge, who coaches the front, those guys, they've just done a great job, you know, establishing a culture of physicality.
They put a lot of trust in their back end, right? I mean, they allow 92 yards a game rushing, and they pretty much say, we'll take away your run game. You got to throw the ball deep, and you see if you can complete it before we hit your quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And it's worked out very well for them. You know, they do. They get to the quarterback in a hurry.
Coach, when you go into a ball game like this, you know, you always talk about it, and it's 100% correct, 1-0. What happened last week, you got to go into this week and win this football game. And when you continue to talk to your players about that, you almost see the switch flip from Sunday afternoon to Sunday night, or from Sunday to Monday, where you have to eliminate what happened before but go immediately to Pittsburgh.
100%. And that's regardless of what happened the previous week. You have to get in that mode because every week is different. And look at some of the results of this past week within our conference, right? It's some unpredictable things happen because maybe sometimes a team can't let go of the previous week. Maybe they're still hanging on to it, whether it was really, really good or something that was tough to deal with. So you have to wipe it clean. Make sure you clean it up before you wipe it clean, though. Make sure you learn from your mistakes, because if it showed up and you don't clean it up, it's going to show up again. And shame on you if it does show up again. So certainly something that's really important to take into account.
Coach, one more note on them. Abana Kanda, 1,300 yards, 8 100-yard games, 5 in a row. I had a 320-yard game in there as well. 18 touchdowns. I think he's second in the country. What makes him so special?
Oh, he's a complete back. Super explosive. You give him a crease, he's gone. You can outrun everybody in the building. Runs with power, runs behind his pads. You know, makes people miss. It makes them miss subtly, you know, slight moves. All of a sudden, guys are on the ground. And he runs through people, too. He's a hard, hard runner. Catches the ball extremely well out of the backfield as well. So he's a weapon. You know, they get him around, get him the ball different ways, and he makes people pay.
Do you think that gets lost in today's football, a great running back? I mean, everyone wants to throw the football, the quick score, the boom, boom, boom down the field, but it makes it easier on your defense. It makes it easier on the clock. It makes it easier on everybody having a guy like that or someone of that type caliber.
Well, it keeps you ahead of the sticks, so to speak, right? Because they're constantly gaining positive yardage. Mm-hmm. So third down's a lot more manageable, right? And, you know, third and four, third and five is not necessarily a pass down for them with a running back like that and with a running game like that. You know, you could hand the ball off, and nowadays, right, fourth downs, everybody's going for them, right, all the time. So fourth and one, fourth and two, all of a sudden becomes a reality, and they keep the sticks moving. So tremendous credit to the way that they have used their personnel.
Coach, you've also had a dual role going on this year because of the first year, where you're trying to be a caretaker of the here and now and also look ahead a little bit to the future, right? But while looking ahead to the future, also pouring everything you have into each week's game. And this week's game, if you win it, you earn another game, or possible another game.
Without a doubt, every ounce of focus is poured into that. When you're in college coaching, you always have to cut up your day so you're dedicating time to everything, your team, the upcoming opponent, recruiting, right? Your staff, right? You got to make sure everything is always, and it's a 24/7 job is what it is. So that's what we do. That's how we roll. We're very regimented. And quite honestly, we love it. Wouldn't do anything else in the world, man, you know, but it is 24/7.
recruiting coach, it's different. It's gotten different every single year, and now with the portal, it gets different again. You have to evaluate your team and recruit your team, and then you have to go out and recruit the high school players, and then, of course, you have to go look into the portal. A lot of people to look at, a lot of players to look at and analyze and form a roster. I mean, that's really the big challenge is the next roster.
Mm-hmm. And the portal is kind of new for me because at the previous stop when I was at Oregon, we didn't really access it much. We were layered more in the high school prospects and some junior college prospects. But when you come into a program new and you've got to continue to advance the program, and now the portal is a lot more active, both from within programs and outside of programs, you have to be very active in it. And if you do it right, you have the chance to remedy, you know, some personnel issues, depth issues that you may have. And you got to make sure that you're selective, you know, that you're very honest and transparent in talking to your players as well. And at the same time, make sure that every ounce of focus is on winning the football game at hand and everything else will take care of itself.
Does it help at all that this year you've had an opportunity now go on the road to the University of Miami and see what your competition is in other areas of recruiting, had a chance to see what Clemson looks like on game day, and some other teams in the league, Virginia Tech. Does that help in recruiting to know what else is out there?
Absolutely, it helps. It always helps. You get a feel for the league. You get a feel for, you know, the areas. What type of league is it? You know we have great quarterbacks in this league, right? We know we have veteran offensive lines that protect quarterbacks really, really well. So obviously pass rushers are at a premium. Guys that can cover are at a premium. It's a space game now, right? You've got to have guys that can make tackles in space. Play man coverage, but yet still have, you know, the football IQ to play multiple coverages. And then when the ball is out there in space, to be able to get a guy on the ground and have special teams value. And the fact that there are so many different teams, schematically, different teams do so many different things, you've got to have guys that can process and have high football IQs, because your base defense might change week to week to week. It might be week 7 before you have any overlap. And so all those things are taken into account, you know, when you are recruiting. And mind you, you still have to get to week 1, 2, 3, and 4. So resiliency, commitment, toughness, a true love for the game, being a student athlete, all those things have to be taken into account, because the most important ability is availability, right? The guy's got to be available week after week, got to be accountable week after week after week. So it's the most imperfect science in the world, as Coach Kehoe used to say, but it's certainly one that we pour a ton of time into.
Coach, when you look at the University of Miami, you take a city of Coral Gables within a international city of Miami and Dade and Broward and really stretch up the Palm Beach. And the opportunity for a young man to come here and get an education from this university, a private institution, and the ability to play sports at this level and get coached by the great group that you put together, it's got to feel comforting when you're dealing with a parent and a recruit to be able to talk about what's offered here.
Without a doubt, because it's very real. It's very real to have the ability to walk into a home and talk about a private school education on a campus that's really unmatched, in a city that's unmatched, with all the opportunities surrounding it that create internship and future career opportunities like no other place. You know, there's so many things that come with the University of Miami, and until you set foot on campus and spend a couple days here, you can't, even in a couple days, you can't take it all in. That's why we always encourage multiple visits, you know. And now you start throwing in the people, the caliber of human being that we have brought into this building, that has been in this building for years. You start realizing this is a special place and a special opportunity, so we feel great about the future.
All right, Coach, it's Thanksgiving weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, to you and your family. And this is the time of the year where no matter what the record is, I always think it's Thanksgiving, you got to play football.
That's right.
Right? You got to be excited to play football on Thanksgiving, right? All right, Coach, thank you. All right, that's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. We'll continue on the show right after this. Okay.
All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.